Who should sponsor Metro Transit tonight? They're not going to offer the rides because they couldn't find a sponsor. You've got to be kidding me. Is it April 1st?
Times are tight, Chad.
It's costing billions of dollars. Billions, no exaggeration, for various choo-choo trains that we're building, and we can't find $5,000 to sponsor the buses? Honestly?
The costs we're covering are for the people driving the buses. Perhaps,
yeah.
You know, maintenance, fuel,
yeah.
Things like that. We know nobody's paying to ride, so it's not like we're losing any money there.
No. That's what I'm saying. What do you think it is? $5,000?
Yeah, maybe.
They can't include that in their budget?
Seems like you could make that work.
By the way, just throw it. Southwest Light Rail is going to end up over $3 billion. I'm not exaggerating. Throw the $5,000 in there. Who's going to notice?
Nobody. Exactly right.
Who's going to see it?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out which part you're more upset about, the fact that they were unable to find a sponsor for $5,000, or that they said, you know what, because we can't find a sponsor, that's it, people. Let her rip on the roads.
That's it. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, again, by the way, you could act responsible.
You could. I'm sure Uber and Lyft and all the cab companies are very happy to hear the news.
Oh, God. Uber. Someone says they're looking for $35,000. Okay. Again, I'm just going with the texture. Can we check that? $35,000. How many buses do we have? And what are the bus drivers making?
Pretty good coin.
Well, they might be. I'm looking for Halle Berry. Okay. I'm looking for my invite to Augusta. Probably not happening.
All right, so you going to quit trying?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for my membership at Pine Valley. I mean, I'm still going to keep looking. Hey, we're here, obviously. We'll be here till 3. Is Dan in for Jason today?
Dan Cook is
excellent.
In.
Excellent.
3 to 6 today and tomorrow.
Okay, the Northern Lights are making another rare appearance, which means this is the 18th time they've been here this year. So Carl Sagan Jr., I assume, is going to go with
Big Sky Talk.
Yeah, Big Sky Talk.
Take a look at the moon. It's 85% waxing.
Yes.
Look, or waning. Or doing
seeing
something.
The moon. Good luck to you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sun, underrated.
I don't like this. This is hitting me.
A great charity feeding our future is interested. Maybe the court system, the state patrol, should be the sponsor. I think they should do a Dollars for Drunks radiothon right now. Buses for Lushes. Buses for Lushes. Did Ari say in the news the buses cost $36,000? For, when would you need the buses, right, for tonight? 7 to 2?
Maybe a little after 2. I mean, people are getting out of the bars at 2, so say till 3 to actually get
haven't
them on
we
the buses
cut this,
and get home.
Am I remembering this wrong? Haven't we cut them off at 11 before? And we've commented like, wait, hello?
That doesn't seem nice on New Year's Eve.
We did. What did we do that for? It was like a Vikings game or something, and then they received so much negative feedback about it, you know, where they were cutting the buses off like at 10, and the game was going to 10:30.
Oh, there was something, was that one of the concerts or something? The Taylor concert or something
maybe
like that? They said buses or trains weren't going to be running.
Maybe that's what
afterwards.
All right, let's get to the junk fee debate, because we've jumped in on this before, and in theory, they're going bye-bye because it sounds good, right? Biden made this a push at the federal level, and Walz made it a push here. So a lot of people, and the Trib wrote about it today, Sharon Jackson, think about it a lot with the restaurants. And what happened, maybe it was pre-COVID, maybe it was, seems like it even emerged more during COVID, where you would go. Let's say hypothetically you would go to your neighborhood pizza place, and they would all of a sudden say, we've added an 18%, we've added a 15% fee, and then they label it whatever they label it. And the idea is that money is going to staff in some way. My guy David Fema is quoted in this story because now they're going to be banned. You can't have these fees on your restaurant bill. My guy Fema says, I think honestly this is going to be a little bit of an earthquake in our industry. We're talking the restaurant industry. The cost of healthcare and part-time off at Fema's restaurants. So David's got Fema's, Maison Margot, and Mother Dough Bakery. Amounts to approximately what David said, and I believe him 1,000%, $250,000 a year. The 5% fee on his checks pay for less than half of that. Now we have none of that. So we know how to offer health care. That's not an option. Do we increase the price of our menu? I believe we lose people. So it's a conundrum. What? The easy thing to say, and I've said this before, is we got to just be honest and say, your pizza place, whatever it might be, you're going to get a nice steak. That steak formerly was listed on the menu at $29.99. Now you can't have these other fees, so it's $34.99. But you can see how they would potentially, whatever restaurant, including David's great places, could lose. So Dave Harrigan, the customer, what would you rather have? Acknowledge that the restaurant's being more honest, and now the steak costs $3 more, $5 more, whatever. Or have a fee, 10%, 15%, 20%, whatever it might be. By the way, that's going to add up on a $50 bill, $100 bill, $400 bill, whatever, wherever lotted up place you like to roll at.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer? And I'd love to hear feedback from people in the restaurant industry, too. David and I talk about this all the time. David needs to come in. We should start having David on a regular basis. He's that good. He's one of the greatest storytellers I've met in my entire life. And I've met some amazing storytellers, but Fema is in the top two or three. He's that good, and he is so essential to the restaurant story and really the story of Minneapolis-St. Paul the last 30 years. David is just a great human being. I'm lucky to know him. But if you're in the restaurant business or you're a customer, what would you rather have? Okay, let's branch it out beyond restaurants. How about airfare? You're booking a flight with Delta, Sun Country, United, whatever. And all of a sudden you're booking, and some are worse than others. Some are just absurd. Hey, your seat's a dollar. Use of the seatbelt is $150. Air is another $150.
Mm.
And a pilot who actually knows what he's doing or her doing is another $200. How about when you stay at a hotel? How about you rent a car? Now, some of these are taxes, but would you rather just see what the price is right away? You rent a car for $150. Well, you got this, this, and this. Yeah. Well, actually it's $320.
Get a $40 room at a Motel 6. That is a $100 resort fee.
All right, so hang on. What would you – oh, the resort fee. By the way, sometimes you're staying in
– a Motel 6.
You're staying in Anoka, okay? Yeah. And apparently, because you might jump into the Mississippi River on January 15th, that's your resort fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where – have I missed it? Where have I missed the resort? I didn't realize I was in Maui at this point. Where do you stand on junk fees? Do you want that percentage? Do you want to be deceived? Or do you want to be bludgeoned over the head right away? Hey, the way you roll that steak tartare, that's $50. Before it was $35.
Plus I have to pay for the airfare to go get it because I don't eat in this town.
Yeah, it's beneath you.
Yeah.
But they got the junk fee, so they're going to get you later on that $250 bill and add another 20-some percent. Which do you prefer? It's great political grandstanding.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Which do you prefer? Just hit me over the head with the expensive costs or kind of trick me with the fees. And if you're a restaurant owner, which is the best way to go? Or a hotel or whatever business, which might include these fees. I get it. About 90% of the public's not working today. We're here. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're listening to us now and you normally don't listen to us. You can chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. I think I have the theme.
You can figure this one out?
I think I've got it.
Good luck.
I like this tune.
Yeah, it's a good one. A little Macklemore, Ryan Lewis to bring us into the towards the end of the year.
Wide variety of New Year's tunes today.
Well, I overheard a conversation between a couple pals.
Snooping, in other words.
A little bit snooping.
Yeah.
But they were being loud, and I was nearby, so nothing I could do. And it ended with, all right, well, as I like to use my patented line, and this is a quote, he said, patented line this time of year, I'll see you next year.
Not fun. Not
fun. It's not funny.
Not. It's never been funny.
Why we're having tunes today, all with the words next year in the title. These so we can all remember, Chad.
Yeah.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah. Not funny.
I'll see you next year. Maybe you'll change your mind.
These are friends of yours?
No.
Okay.
People I'd never met just
because
randomly
if they're friends of yours, you need to end this friendship.
You're simply waiting in line at a store, Chad. They were chatting.
My patented line, Tim.
My patented line.
Maybe he's the guy.
Could be.
Maybe he's the guy. Dave Harrigan would rather have the whole number listed, or you want to be lured into a lower price and then have the fee be a part of the bill. Which way are you going?
My only concern is that I'm so cheap. If I see it all right up front.
Yeah, for you, I think you're running.
I might. I might run from some things, but I have run from some things, specifically concert tickets. You know how much I despise the fees that Ticketmaster has charged over the year when two concert tickets can be the price of five.
Stunning.
But I would rather have it up front. And as a consumer, God love David Fima and everyone else that is a restaurateur in this town, in other towns, that is perhaps struggling to make ends meet and is seeing, okay, if we have to raise all of our prices now to cover for these fees, to cover, you know, health insurance costs and all the rest, we might see fewer people in seats. I don't think it's fair to the customer to have that cost covered by trickery. By your steak is a $30 steak, and when the bill comes, there's the health insurance fee, and there's this fee, and there's that tacked on, and don't forget the tip, which now you're giving me the thing and asking for 25% as the minimum.
Yeah, I again, you know me, I mean, Dave in particular, but so many other restaurants I just love, so I don't want them to lose out. I would just rather have the fee. I'd rather have the final number. I would. And am I going to run from some things? Probably. Yeah. I probably am. Because how often do we get something, let's say a car, rental car, and all of a sudden it's fee after fee after. The first day we went to Palm Desert, we didn't have vehicles yet. It was stunning. We went to one car rental place. I don't remember the number, but it was so absurd to rent a car. Honestly, it might have been $500 to rent just a basic car. We had to get a little bigger because we had luggage. And then we go to the next one, and it was like $200. And I said, okay, now wait a second. Is it really $200, or am I going to all of a sudden get all these fees? He goes, no, this is it. So, yeah, I liked it better because it was cheaper and that was the total number. But I think in the end I just would rather be told.
I would too.
As opposed to it's dripped out of me.
Yeah, and we're still going to get dinged with, you know, sales tax. Why that can't be rolled in. We can get some math guys on that and figure out why we can't just roll everything into the final total and just put it all right on the bill.
It's fair. Did you see the text from Carter? Carter is in for Ask Adam Anything, but then he forgot that his Comrex, all our Comrex need to be updated.
Yes.
And then I've talked to him like 50 times at that house of his. The phone doesn't work. So Is it reasonable for me to ask him now to drive like 5 minutes away?
I mean, from Rosemount? He's got time. He's got time. Plenty of spots you can go.
Let's look at...
Knocking on your neighbor's door so he has a landline.
Let's look at the text here. Your bill is ending up the same. Yeah, it is. I get it. But we all can be rope-a-doped. We all can be brought in by advertising, proximity, prices. By the way, there's a lot of people might say, hey, this is good that this restaurant, unlike other restaurants, is providing health care, is providing a stronger wage than some other restaurants. It's not an easy situation, but in the end, just tell me the price.
Yeah.
Because in most of our life, we are told the price.
Seems fair.
Right? I don't even know if it is most of our life, the more I think about it. There's a lot where it's not. The more fees they add, the less inclined I am to tip more, from a texter. Does that get to you? Because I think that does get to people.
Mm.
They kind of feel like, whoa, wait, I'm already helping the staff. I got to help them even more.
Yeah, I guess I'm still pretty, 20% is my pretty much standard line on the tip.
651-461-9226. Resort fees are blatant ripoff by hotels and resorts. They're stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning. Just raise the price, cover the cost, and we'll be happier than a fee tacked on afterwards, from texters. As a customer, yes, it's a bit annoying, but leave the fees on the bill. That way I know where it's going. I have to pay it either way. But if you ask for a tip before I've even ordered, I'm walking. As for the airlines, they can keep pounding sand. Well, yeah, sometimes if you need to go to, let's say, Florida, not the most convenient to MSP. Funny, our government bans these added fees, but no problem with the taxes added on when you purchase something. If I'm an advertiser on CCO, does the marketing department give me a fee to cover the employee's insurance? I don't know. God knows how it works here.
Well, we got union insurance, so it doesn't cover us.
Yeah. I just bought the pet food at PetSmart, and I was looking for the receipt. They had state tax, county tax, special tax, special tax, special tax. Are those just junk fees?
It's a lot of special tax.
They have to be just junk fees, right?
Seems that
listed way. Listed as special tax.
Three special taxes. Wow.
A lot of places have the fees listed on the menu, so it's not a surprise at the end. That's a good practice. Plenty of people do that, right? But it's still not the same as that regular price. More text. We'd like to see the fees up front so I know to tip on the food only. So is that what you do then? If you go to a place, I mean, do you got the calculator out at this point?
No, I'm really good with decimals, Chad.
You're good with decimals?
Really good with decimals.
Do you turn this into a word problem too also?
A little bit. I do a little proof. You know, I show my work.
Maybe that lowers the fee.
It should.
If you could figure out what you should pay on this and that, they should lower the fee.
I think they absolutely should. But no, if you go to a restaurant and there's two items that you want, say there's a steak and there's a great-looking burger or a chicken sandwich, does price matter to you?
If I already know I'm at that restaurant and I have a general idea, not that often, but yeah, there are times where I can look at a menu and go, okay, this steak is, again, $40, let's say. And the burger is $19. And I'm kind of indifferent. Now, there's some days I would much rather have the steak. By the way, there's some days I'd much rather have the burger. More often than not, I think by the time you get to that place, don't you think most people have a general idea of the cost parameter of a place?
Generally, but not always.
Yeah.
You know, you're visiting a town or something like that. You've never been to a spot before and you know it's known for this, but this looks great too. I am absolutely guilty as charged of ordering via cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there are plenty who do that too. So he's committed, but he's not really committed. So far he's committed because he's doing Ask Adam Anything and he's not working. But then it's at his house where it's as if the first cell phone has ever been used.
Are we even believing that he's actually at his home?
Maybe he's not.
He might be somewhere else doing the...
It could be his way to get out of Ask Adam Anything. Yeah. Let's get the text going for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. Are you with me? The joke, see you next year, has never, ever, ever been funny.
First of all, that was I did that years ago, and I still go off on this. I was the first one ever in the history of the world to say enough of the see you next year.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had charts at all.
Everybody loved it until I said enough.
You turn the tide. The Alabama Crimson Tide are playing right now. Steely Dan works today. Turn the tide on see you next year.
Yep.
Yes. We're debating how much we should applaud your commitment, because 100% we should applaud your commitment that you're doing this even though you're off. So that's 1,000%. Thank you. But then we don't know if you're really at the Rosemount House, and maybe this is your way to get out of Ask Adam Anything after like two questions when your phone starts breaking.
When my phone dies, no.
Yeah.
Usually it's good for about 5 minutes and then it just drops. And yes, people text in suggesting to do all these things. We've tried about everything. The phones here for some reason suck. I have no idea why.
Dave Harrigan.
I'm on Wi-Fi calling. I got full bars, yet for some reason the phones down here cut out after about 5 minutes.
Dave Harrigan, do you buy any of his attempts? How convinced are you? Outside of Wi-Fi calling, how many other ways do you think he's tried? I'm not counting Jen. I'm counting Adam himself.
I'm sure he's been very dedicated to figuring this problem
out. I think maybe one other thing, and then you've just deferred to Jen.
I think he probably grabbed the thing and hit it a little bit and said, that didn't work.
Yeah, we did the boosters, you know, signal booster. I don't know.
What kind of house are you living in?
Honestly, it's...
Is it underground? Are you preparing for the big attack?
I've got a bunker. I've got a bunker ready to go. No, I don't know. I just... It's annoying. It's been a problem since we moved in, and it sucks. What do I say?
You know what I do? Knock it down and start over again. Just tomorrow, knock that baby down.
Yep.
And build like a 50,000 square foot mansion. Build the biggest. What do we think is the biggest square foot house in Minnesota? What's our guess? Ask Adam Anything. What number do you have for square feet for the biggest house in Minnesota?
Jeez.
It's got to be DeRusha's.
Yeah, I don't know. 30,000 square feet, is that realistic?
Seems crazy, Dave. If 30,000 is the number, are you going over or under, Dave Harrigan?
Well, I'm hitting the Google right now, and I'm coming across some.
Does Glen Sheen Mansion count? I mean,
No. It at one point it did.
Yeah, I think it has to be a permanent residence now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to live there, right? I'm going to go over. I'm going to say somebody has something bigger.
You're probably right.
Than 30,000. I mean,
Glen Sheen Mansion, 32,000 square feet.
Yeah. All I know is when I get to Glen Sheen Mansion, in about two blocks, I turn left and I'm in heaven. I'm in Northland. Yeah. Northland is just up in the
club right there.
Yeah. Have you toured Glen Sheen Mansion? I did years ago.
All the times I've been by there, you know, my dad lived in Grand Marais. I went to school in Duluth for a year. I've never set foot in Glen Sheen Mansion.
I need to go back because I remember.
Now they tell you. Yeah. Now they tell you where the murders happened.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting the tour, you should find out where the deed took place, right?
Let's be honest. That's what most people want to see.
Yes. Okay. If in 2025, Adam Carter could see something in Minnesota that he still hasn't visited, even though you've lived here. You've lived here, 97% of your life?
Yeah, 90, probably 90, yeah.
Okay. What? Now, when the three of us were together with Dan, we admitted about 7 years ago none of us had visited Minnehaha Falls. I now have like a dozen times, and I love it. So yeah. Have you still yet to visit Minnehaha Falls?
No, I think I'm going to stick to that one. I'm going to go to my dying deathbed not having seen Minnehaha Falls.
What do you guess more, Minnehaha or Falls?
I like Falls. I just don't want to go to that one.
Okay. What else? What do you have in your list? I mean, Glenn Sheen, you can't count that because that brought the discussion up. How about Split Rock? Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been to Split Rock.
Boundary Waters?
I have been to the Boundary Waters. It's been a bit, but I've been there. I've seen Lake Itasca. I've seen the headwaters of the Mississippi.
Yep.
What else you got? I mean, Big Ball of Twine. We got one of those that I can hit up.
Darwin. I mean, I'd rather give up one of the kids than see the Big Ball of Twine.
Yeah.
Honestly, who thought? Who would go and say, "Hey, let's go see a Big Ball of Twine"?
I don't know.
Yeah. Does Adam Carter have twine at his cell phone, devoid of cell phone service house?
Yes, it connects the two cans for when the phones go up and we're using the twine on the two cans.
We do at our house just because when Hunter makes the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
He has the twine then. Could I find the twine right now? Eventually. But I have no idea where it is at this point. For Adam Carter, is this New Year's Eve, or what is your calendar actually telling you what date this is?
Again, my personal calendar, New Year's starts on the last day of the state fair people go back to school. That's New Year's Day.
I forgot that. Okay, what is this then? Because you're actually taking this off. So is this just like Tuesday to you? You're just burning days?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't get enough of this beautiful weather we're having.
Oh, God.
It sucks. Honestly, it's so bad. I would take 5 below in sunshine for a week over this.
What if this is winter now? For the next 20, 30 years where it doesn't snow as much, it's not that cold, but it's just cloudy. Because it was fairly cloudy last year too, right?
Yeah, this Christmas was like this last year, just kind of gloomy.
Yeah.
It stinks.
No, I don't think I'm as affected as you by it, but I got to be honest, this weekend, And I've dealt with depression like a lot of people have. I was just really down. And I felt so much better. It's Saturday, this orb was, you could see for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I went for like a 2-hour walk. I was borderline orgasmic. Just feeling better. So this is not, Dave, Adam has established that for the folks going out tonight, you're just going out on a Tuesday. You know, you're not celebrating New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's Thirsty Tuesday.
All right, let's pause, and I'll look at a lot of texts. I've got a few more things for you myself. He's Ask Adam Anything. He's here. Even though he's not working, he's still committed to Ask Adam Anything. Let's get some texts. Let's get some questions. 651-461-9226. All right, I'm going to say this. And if I get in trouble, it's New Year's Eve. Nobody's listening. Adam, what is the best way to hook a waxy? Chad would not understand this question. Have I just said something disgusting where I should be fired, or is this some fishing term?
It's fishing term. It's a waxy worm. I like to double it up, so I go one through one end, and then I come back around to the other end. That way it makes it a little more difficult to get sucked off. I cannot believe I just said that.
Okay.
Put it on the board.
Okay. Okay. On December 31st, 2024, on WCCO Radio, Adam Carter just uttered, do you want to say it again just so we can have the audio?
You don't have the audio? You missed the first round?
Well, just to make sure we have it again.
Well, you don't want your waxies to get sucked off.
Okay. I mean, if we're going to go, it's after 100 years, right?
Oh, that next 100-year album is going to be a hell of an album.
And
when CCO went blue.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, what would be, okay, you're going to turn 50. You realize you're 50 1 month from today?
Yes,
I'm kind of bummed I'm not going to be here.
Can we
have a get-together? Can we have a little party the week before? I suppose it's really tough to schedule the party a week ahead just because I'm going out of town.
Well, no, we'll get together.
Let's get together.
I'd like to, we got to nail down a date for me to come out to the Western Whiteout.
Yes, you're coming back for sure. Don't bring the rain this time, though. Are you prepared to turn 50? Because of all the big birthdays, what are the 21 huge birthday, right?
40 still a big one, right?
I think 50's bigger, right, in theory?
I think 40, well, I know this is cliche, but I think the 50th birthday is the new 40th birthday. Like, I remember when my parents turned 40, and it was the black balloons over the hill, you know?
Yeah. Well, you turn 50 this year. I turn 60 this year.
Yeah.
I don't know how either is possible. Until I wake up and I look in the mirror, and then it seems really possible.
Yeah.
Someone is suggesting that on the phone, you sound a fair amount like Majors. Are you hearing that at all, Dave? I don't know.
I don't think I'm getting a Majors, but I'm getting a sounds like Adam was, you know, up drinking all last night, or he's got the cold or something. Because the pipes sound deeper than normal.
Yeah. What is going on with your voice right now? Or are you deep in the cocktails already?
No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's been rested.
Maybe Jen's walking around and he's giving the deep voice, hey, I'm the star to Chad right now.
Is the lobster working today?
No, she is not working either. She's out with stepdaughter, her daughter, my stepdaughter, Lauren.
What are the big plans for tonight?
Going with a group of people like we did last year to Mancini's to ring in the new year at Mancini's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Very.
Good spot.
Adam, if you did not read a lot of text here, Adam, if you did not already have the Love Your Love Gen, would you want Beyonce or Taylor?
I'm probably going Beyonce.
Beyonce. Dave Arrigan? Yeah. Beyonce or let's go with, of course, this is a marriage because you love their creativity, you love their mind. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Taylor?
At this point, Beyonce is certainly getting less paparazzi following her, it seems.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take a little less drama. Give me Beyonce.
Yeah, you could live a little bit of a life. Your phone is giving me the caller not available message. Has Odyssey taken over the phone company? How about that? If you call us here right now, just call right now, 651-461-9226. Has that ended? Maybe since Adam said the filth, that the FCC immediately shut down the phone lines. That'd be a heck of one. January 3rd is the Duke's Mayo Bowl, right? The Gophers are playing in that one. Whichever coach wins, they douse in mayo. You know, I think mayo is absolutely disgusting. You don't mind it as much as I.
No.
What would be the condiment that you would want to be dosed in, and what would be the condiment you want no part of?
Well, you know, ketchup, I want no part of
it. Thank God. Thank you.
But what one would you want to be completely immersed in?
Yeah.
Probably like a stone ground mustard. It's probably got exfoliating, principles to it.
That's not bad. I was going to say a guac salsa combo. You know, a guac.
That's a little spicy. You don't want that going in, certain places.
Is that crossing the line from condiment to dip?
Does that count?
Yeah, I don't think guac is a condiment. Condiment is something that is readily accessible at any given meal.
Guac is readily accessible at any given meal.
No, you don't go down and sit at a table and there's not a bottle of guac.
There should be.
I think it's something that's been in the fridge for at least 6 months.
That container can last.
Yes.
Now, my boy Charge touts the guac lock. I don't think I have one, by the way. Now, again, like the twine. Like the twine, I have no idea where the guac lock is. It avoids guac when it gets brown, okay? I don't think it magically lasts like 3 months, but, you know, it's
not. I was told, too, if you leave the pits in it, it keeps it a little fresher. Is that true, or is that a wives' tale?
For about 5 more minutes.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Let's see. I gotta read you this Mediaite headline here. I dare you to edit that in. CNN interview with a Taiwanese drag queen goes off the rails after she dares anchor to touch her pointy boobs. What exactly is CNN doing at this point where the story required them to interview a Taiwanese drag queen?
I have no idea.
Something for Anderson and Andy tonight?
Yeah.
I guess.
I like Anderson and Andy. I think it's,
I do too.
I think it's, I think it's a very good combo. I've decided that's it.
I did too. I already said I agree with it.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Next question. Next issue.
No, I've decided that if we go any longer, the phone line just isn't going to work. And again, we're getting more text saying calls not accepted. It might have ended right here. Are we on the air?
Can't say for sure.
Exactly.
This is the new CCO.
It is the new CCO. The cul-de-sac show has started. All right.
Started today.
Have fun tonight.
All right, man. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you, brother.
See ya.